Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Let's start with the Irish Independent and get over the tracker rate scandal. Bank chief, the boss of Belgian bank KBC, has dismissed the central bank's crackdown on mortgage overcharging as annoying and called on the Irish regulators to turn the page. And you heard Kieran mention that just there. They're going to be discussing this on News Talk Breakfast later. The tone-deaf remarks from KBC Group CEO, says the paper, it came as the Irish Lenders Irish Unit set aside another 18 million euro in expectation that a central bank fine could soon come for its role in blocking or removing customers from low interest tracker mortgages a decade ago. So those comments likely to provoke continued debate. The Irish Times, well, unworkable High Court ruling on citizenship overturned is its headline. People seeking to become Irish citizens will be relieved by the Court of Appeal overturning a ruling which stated that they could not leave the state at all in the year preceding their application, organisations working with migrants have said. The three-judge court described the ruling in July by High Court Judge Mr Justice Max Barrett, which caused major uncertainty among applicants, as unworkable, unduly rigid and an interpretive absurdity. He had found that a person must have unbroken residence in the state in the year before they apply to be a citizen. That's the story leading the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner has an exclusive story by Michael Clifford, its special correspondent. GSOC to probe texts to woman. The Garda Ombudsman, GSOC, is looking into whether Gardaí properly investigated the complaint of a woman who said she had been repeatedly contacted by a judge who was dealing with her family law case. The woman alleges that the judge had contacted her by text and phone after she appeared before him. Full details on that on the front of the Irish Examiner by special correspondent there, Michael Clifford, in the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Mail, Swingate TD, Bailey axed from Fine Gael ticket. We heard this at the top of the news bulletin. Swingate TD Maria Bailey has been dramatically axed as a Fine Gael candidate for the next general election. The decision to drop her was taken at a private meeting at the party's executive council in Dublin last night. Well, most of the papers feature that story on the front of their papers, or, you know, some of them inside as well. The Herald, ex-con gets compo for slopping out. 12 million down the pan is the headline. The state could be hit with a 12 million euro bill after an ex-Mountjoy inmate was awarded 7,500 euro in damages for being forced to slop out. The Supreme Court ruled on the on Gary Simpson's substandard cell conditions. Slopping out sees prisoners having to empty the toilet buckets in their cells. TD Sean Fleming, the chair of the Public Counsel Committee, said the ruling could cost the state 12 million euro, and that story features in many of today's papers. The front of the Irish Daily Star, well, it has a chilling headline over an alleged threat to a female prison officer. The paper has an exclusive on that story. While the Irish Daily Mirror features a story on the arrest yesterday of three people in connection with the Kevin Lunny investigation, and that story leads the Irish Daily Mirror. And here's a headline that I wasn't expected to be reading when I left home at 4 a.m. this morning. Terror at Tedfest. A farmer pulled an imitation firearm out of his undies during a row over cow dung at Tedfest. And the details of that court appearance, fully detailed there in the Irish Sun. Irate farmer pulls gun. And the subheadline, Barney over where cow had poo in field. So you can read all about that court case in the Irish Sun. They're the headlines. Looking at some of the other stories that will catch your attention, the Dublin water crisis hasn't gone away. The Irish Independent, it has a headline, supply of water on a knife edge in wake of boil alert. Water supplies to Dublin are on a knife edge while efforts to resolve problems at the Leixlip water treatment plant continue. production at the plant has been reduced by 30 million litres a day to ease pressure on it during the replacement of worn out filters. But the daily spare capacity of water in Dublin is just 10 million to 40 million litres, leaving the city and surrounding areas vulnerable to shortages in the event of a spike in demand. That's according to the Irish Independent. And that paper also has a couple of other interesting stories that caught the eye. This story about the crackdown on SA mills begins in wake of anti-cheating laws. A legal crackdown on the growing number of services writing essays or other assignments for third level students is underway. New anti-cheating laws came into effect last week, making it an offence either to provide or advertise cheating services or to publish adverts promoting those services. And the use of what are often known as essay mills that sell custom written assignments, essays and theses, which students then submit as their own work, is rising both nationally and internationally. And that story is by Catherine Donnelly in the Irish Independent. And another story just on the, we know about the shortage of priests and how that has been making the news recently. Now there's a headline saying in the Irish Independent, weekly masses cut by a third as crisis in church deepens. Ireland's facing a mass crisis as parishes across the country face having services cut because of the decline in the number of priests taking on vocations. Frequent weekly Sunday mass could become a thing of the past, clerics are warning. And that story is in the Irish Independent. So moving to the Irish Daily Mail, a story that caught my eye there. Dublin among worst cities in the world for motorists. So this story about our traffic congestion, you know, we featured our commuter hell over last week, the week I even documented my own commute home last week on Twitter. Dublin is among the worst cities in the world for hard-pressed motorists. A new study reveals the research, which focused on infrastructure, congestion, costs and driver behaviour, ranked our capital at number 75 out of a list of just 100 cities. Calgary in Canada was named the best city due to low congestion. The Dublin ranking may explain the anger of many drivers in our capital, the paper says, because it fared even worse for road rage at 83, meaning it's among the worst 20. Dublin was also the 15th worst for congestion, although London had even higher rates of gridlock. However, our capital got one of the best rankings when it came to road fatalities. Kind of probably confirms a lot of the frustration that Dublin drivers feel, or people commuting into the city from the commuter belt. There's another interesting story that caught my eye. Warning, non-stop web shopping is an illness. So as we come up to Christmas, I'm sure lots of people will be shopping around. Compulsive online shopping should be recognised as a mental disorder in its own right, psychologists say. This is because buying shopping disorder has similarities to other addictions and compulsions. According to the study, the International Classification of Diseases used by psychiatrists to classify mental illnesses does not list it as a separate condition, but researchers say there are specific symptoms that put it in a class of its own, with a subtype of patients with worse symptoms who shop on the internet. Perhaps you might like to tell me what you think of that. Could, you know, internet shopping be an illness if you do it too much? I'm a bit doubtful, I have to say. And finally, I'll just leave you with one story. Saoirse being tipped to win for Little Women come Oscar season. So just a good news story and in the Herald that Saoirse Ronan is being tipped to be nominated again. Okay, for an Oscar.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.